This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello.
How we doing?
Are we ready to go, TJ?
Yes.
We are.
Yes.
Ready. Yeah. Okay, good. Here we go. 92.5 WBEE, good morning. We're looking for some sun today. We cannot rule out a shower. Headed to a high of 78 degrees, and we welcome in our Lieutenant Governor, Kathy Hochul. How are you, Lieutenant Governor?
I am doing fabulous, and it's great to connect with you once again on a Friday, looking at a gorgeous weekend coming up. So, very good.
Good.
I know you have a lot of things you want to cover today, but let's get to the important thing first. This is the day the governor is going to make his much-anticipated announcement on whether or not schools will be able to reopen next month. Now, as I understand it, it's on a region-by-region basis, and as I also understand it, things look good for the Rochester Finger Lakes region to get the green light today. I don't want you to take his thunder away, but things are looking pretty good, correct?
I will never take the governor's thunder away. I understand that. But, you know, this has been a question on the minds of parents and teachers and the kids ever since the middle of March when they were so abruptly sent home and, you know, just sent shockwaves through everyone's household. I mean, how are you going to teach these kids from home? And I don't think that anyone would have anticipated, though, that there'd still be concerns by fall. I mean, the expectation, you know, the hope was, I would say, is that we do everything right, we'll be in a good place. Well, we are in a good place in New York, but what we're really afraid of is what's happening in neighboring states where cases are going up in places like New Jersey and Connecticut and elsewhere. So that's why we are still, even though our numbers are exceptionally good in the Finger Lakes region, and I thank everyone for listening to all of you for telling them to do that, and they've listened to you, but you know, just following what we've asked them to do. So we're in a position right now where we can look at the numbers and say, yes, they are below the 5% threshold that the governor had put out, where he said if they're over 5%, it's a definite red light. We're not going anywhere. But he's also looking at all the plans submitted to the school districts. So that's the next step. And his announcement will come probably today in terms of the overall opening, but then in each region, they'll be looking at the plans submitted by the school districts. So that's what's going on right now. But that should give time for, you know, I think this isn't a surprise. We've been watching the numbers for a while, and they've been looking very good. So the expectation is that school districts have been readying for this and submitting very thoughtful plans with the involvement of teachers and parents.
Kathy, have you been privy to any of the plans? Because I bet they're so creative. I've been listening to what different areas that I know of that impact kids in my family are sort of considering and trying to make happen. And I must say, you know, with the use of alternative space and, you know, different days of the week, it just, I guess I never imagined anything like this. And I have to give these administrators a lot of credit for trying to find a way in these adverse circumstances to still, you know, do things as best as possible.
You're absolutely right. All of us are in that situation. I mean, no one handed us a playbook on how to close schools, close the economy, shut down businesses, and then how to bring them back. I mean, what's the smartest, safest, best way to bring them back? So we presented 144 pages worth of guidance to the school districts a few weeks ago and asked them to follow that. But you're absolutely right. Wow. Each school district knew their own limitations, but what they're capable of. They know how much space they have, how many buildings they can use, whether some are keeping having the older students in high school spend more time remotely where the little kids can use their space because they're less likely to be keep their attention when they're sitting at home. So I do appreciate the creativity that has gone into it. It's been an incredibly stressful job on everyone who's had their hands in it, because no one has done this before. This has not been done in the history of our country to come up with a plan. So I think it's also important for everybody just to understand that. And as we all want the best answers for our children, just to understand that everyone has that same objective, and parents have the same objective as we do, which is to protect their kids. I mean, that is our number one priority, to make sure that those children are safe and that teachers are safe when they go into that workplace. So we're all on the same page in terms of the outcome we want. It's just the stress of getting there, and it's pretty intense.
And before we, by the way, we're speaking with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. Before we move on to something else real quick, when will the schools be reevaluated? Like, is it going to be in January after Christmas break? Is it up to the school district? Is it up to the state?
Well, we'll be closely watching through our control rooms the numbers that are trending in a region, but also asking the participants in those, and these are representatives from all the different counties in an area, what are you seeing? Are you hearing of any hotspots, any spikes? How do we engage, getting the contact tracers involved? Who has that child or teacher been in touch with? So all that's going to go on. So I don't know that we would necessarily expect another statewide decision unless we really run into trouble. I mean, if things stay where they are, we should be able to continue, and the school districts can be talking about, changing. And, once we have a vaccination, and the governor says right. That basically the pandemic in terms of its impact on New York has been abated, that we're in a good place, everything's going ahead, then we would look for some sense of normalcy. But we've known all along, don't get ahead of ourselves on this. Just don't, because mm-hmm. this is so wildly unpredictable. And I guarantee that there's states out there that thought they were doing just fine and all ready to open, and now they're having to reclose. And that's what we just don't want to have happen. We don't want that to happen in schools, but they will. I mean, if we start seeing cases and it's not controlled, there'll have to be different decisions made. But we're going forth right now with the very best based on the science and the data and what the experts are telling us would make environments safe. We leave it to the school districts and the local authorities to make sure that that happens. And parents need to trust that process. It's up to the parents whether or not they're going to trust that environment's going to be safe for their little son or daughter.
Kathy Hochul, we appreciate your time today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.